Not a whole lot to talk about with head coach Tiffany Carver, at least with games being played over the last week for Grundy R5, because Mother Nature had different ideas. They had a game with Green City that was planned for the 7th that was postponed, but they do have games coming up. They got Winston at home in Galt tomorrow and at North Harrison on Thursday. Then you got the HDC tournament on Saturday. I'm still efforting to find that bracket. I'll find it somewhere, I'm sure, here shortly. Coach Carver, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good. You're going to be able to get on the softball diamond? Has it dried out enough over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So practice is on for today.
Yes, it is.
Now, how are the girls looking right now, Coach? Or how much practice did they get in last week with all the rain?
Well, we had a couple in the gym where we just kind of played a game of wiffle ball. So hopefully we can get out tonight and actually do some groundwork.
Yeah, it's a little bit different fielding off of the hardwood than off of the dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, one helps you a lot more. So you got a game against Winston tomorrow, and it's at your place. How important will this practice be to get the girls back into softball mode?
It's going to be pretty important, since we really haven't had a good hard practice for at least 7 days.
So we can't talk many games, but we can talk about what's on your slate today. What are the to-do items on practice for today with the Lady Panthers?
We're going to take some hard infield and maybe get the pitching machine out and do some quick batting.
It looks to me, I'm looking at your scoreboard, and it seems like with every game that you play, you get a game that's postponed because of the weather, but it looks like the girls are close to turning the corner. Are they at the point where they just need to get a victory at this point?
Yes.
Can you kind of see that they're confident in the fact that they're in games, but they're just kind of lacking that confidence and just making that big play?
If we can get a good first inning, I think their confidence will be really high. The first inning is what kind of gets us down.
So is there anything that you can put your finger on? Because I know sometimes that's just the way it is, and sometimes there's something that's really specific that the girls just aren't doing well in the first inning. Have you figured out what it is?
I think it was our pitching. We just weren't warming up enough, and so they weren't ready to go. And then after the first inning, they threw a lot harder and a lot more accurate. So we're going to try to get a few more warm-up pitches before the game starts.
So what's your early thoughts on Winston? That looks to be a game that, you know, it's kind of one of those, if you come out and play well, you can win that, but you could say the same thing about Winston, too.
Yes. I mean, you know, last year we did come out ahead and beat them, but, you know, this year it's a different team, different story.
So North Harrison, and every time I talk with a conference coach about North Harrison, the conversation is the same, because they just seem to be at a different level than everybody else. But you tell your girls, hey, go out and do the best you can, because you're not playing against them. You're playing against one another.
Yes.
HDC tournament, coach, you go to North Harrison on Saturday. Who do you play in the first round and when?
East Harrison. I think it's at 10:30.
How important will that? And like I said, the weather forecast is sunny all the way through Sunday, so it looks like it's going to be great weather up there, certainly on Saturday. How important will it be to get in multiple games in a day to get the girls going?
The more games we have, the more practice we'll have for districts.
So is it also an issue, because I've seen this happen too, when you come out and you're struggling pitching-wise and you got girls kind of standing around in the infield or the outfield and then they're not ready when the ball gets hit to them. Has that been an issue early?
Yes, it has been.
So if you go out and you throw strikes, everything stays kind of crisp, right?
Yes.
Hitting-wise, how have the girls looked so far putting the bat on the baseball, or the bat on the softball, rather?
You know, I mean, that was one of our strong suits, was hitting, making contact, and the last couple games we've struggled early but been able to come around in the last couple of innings. So I'm hoping we can get that rolling a little sooner in the game.
How much of that do you feel like is the girls just kind of showing intelligence and figuring out somebody the second time through the order?
I think it plays in a lot, and then we have time to, you know, talk to them and, you know, tell them how, you know, you need to scoot back in the box or scoot up, switch your bat, you know, open your hips up more. We're able to help them through it a little bit, too.
One of the things, too, and this is looking into the, not way out there machine, but next week, you got Tri-County coming to your place on Tuesday the 18th. Obviously, we'll talk about that more next Monday, but that's a rematch.
Yes.
How important do you put... how much importance do you put on that, hey, here's a team that beat us 14-4. Let's see if we can, A, beat them. If we can't beat them, let's see if we can cut into that 10-run margin.
It's very important. We've already talked about that several times.
So it's on the to-do list for the Panthers. They got that
one
circled.
Yes.
So do you kind of look at this conference? I've kind of said that, you know, North Harrison's on just a different level, so trying to beat them is going to be difficult.
Yes.
Do you feel like that with the other 5-6 teams in the conference that you can play with any of them?
Yes, I do.
Yep. What hit from a hitting wise perspective, coach, because we've already said you just need to go out, you need to throw strikes and you need to make the plays defensively. Hitting wise, are you just trying to put your bat on the ball? Do you got pretty good speed that if you can put the ball in the infield, do you feel like you can get first base more often than not?
I do have quite a bit of speed to start off our batting lineup. So yeah, if we can get, you know, them on base and then my last couple of hitters get me a good base hit, we do well.
You were to play Green City last, was it Friday?
Yes.
Has that game been rescheduled at all?
We've talked about it. I just don't know if anything's set in stone yet.
It's early in the process, so we'll see if that happens. That was to be a road trip. You got Winston at home Tuesday, up at Eagleville on Thursday, mm-hmm. right back to Eagleville on Saturday. That's a lot of time on the bus on the same road trip.
Yes.
Find ways to make the time go by quickly.
That's right.
Tri-County at home on the 18th, and then at Mercer on the 20th. We'll talk about those games next week. Coach, appreciate the time, and enjoy the practice today, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.